All right, so talking to Ed the Barber here in Mount Vernon, New York. Ed, you're a business owner in the area, and I was wondering what you would suggest or what would you say is a good way for a young entrepreneur to position himself to have his own business to last a while in the community?
Well, I first suggest is education helps. Don't get me wrong, you want to be educated on certain things that can improve your life and improve your process. So if you're educated in the field you want to go into, mm-hmm. that helps out a lot. Okay. Also, if you don't have education, you can get a job. Sometimes mm-hmm. It's the process of knowing where you want to go in life, and it's the process of sacrifice. So let's say if you want to open up a business and it might cost you $10,000 mm-hmm. to get the storefront started. Let's say lease, signing your 3 months rent and it's a deposit. You can save your money. Mm-hmm. Just say if you had a job, instead of getting a new car, instead of shopping every week, instead of doing certain things, you sacrifice on your future, and then that can enable you to actually put your own financial money towards your own business instead of going out looking for a bank loan, because sometimes in a bank loan, the skin color sometimes is against you if you don't really have someone inside the bank that'll really help you out. And then sometimes when I opened my beauty salon, they asked me what bank I went to, but I told them what I did was I sacrificed. 1 week I would buy chairs, next week I would buy tile, mm-hmm. The following week I would buy mirrors and certain things. So I built the process for owning it, or building the store. But now when I pay taxes and I pay rent and a few other things, I don't have to pay the bank.
Okay.
So, but that was just me sacrificing. I could have probably went to the bank being already home a business and asking for a loan for my next business, but still I'll still be paying them to this day. Right. So sometimes it's all about the sacrifice. Okay, drive a Hyundai, even though we like a Benz, drive a Hyundai until you can sacrifice to get the Benz, or mm-hmm. walk, or mm-hmm. take public transportation in order to financially put yourself in a position to own your own. And then you appreciate it more, and you'll keep it because of the hard work to get to that process. So, okay.
So you're saying discipline is just as important as heart and desire when it comes to getting your own thing started.
Correct, because you gotta think, it's lots of people, it's something that people gotta take note of. It's a lot of degrees on the wall, but what are people doing with the degrees they have? What makes people successful is their drive. So if your hunger and your drive is to want to be successful, then your drive will push you more than someone say, well, I got a degree here and I got a degree over there, but you have a normal job, or mm. or you work with someone, or you can be fired. Mm. Okay, I can't be fired. Mm. So I fire me. So it mm. means if I lack my work ethic and I take off, or I do things that will not benefit me or my business, then I fire myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless of high up, okay, you make $1 million a year, but you can be fired.
That's right.
So, you got to look at the level of the pyramid that you on. When you on your own, you are your pyramid. Mm-hmm. So it's how high you're going to build yourself up the ladder of your pyramid instead of relying on someone else. You work for Apple, okay, you're executive at Apple, you can be fired. Mm-hmm. So, if you're executive at Apple or wherever you're at, you intern somewhere, look at Puff, he intern, and I seen actual Puff whole work ethic. I'm friends of him. And I seen him actually go from an intern. I was there one time, I was doing on a video set when I was a young kid cutting the director's hair, and Puff came in working with Andre Harrell. And this is a true story. And he walked in the room, and I knew Puff, so he's like 8, 9 years old. And Andre was like, run to go get me some coffee, blah, blah, blah. Go get my clothes out the things, go do this and do that. But that was the sacrifice that people didn't see. Now Andre works for him. Mm-hmm. So, it's a sacrifice and the drive that builds greatness. So, because you got a plaque on the wall, because you got degrees, there's plenty of doctors out here that's broke. And I'm a doctor. What that mean? Mm-hmm. You're a doctor on drugs, or you're a doctor that's lazy, mm-hmm. or you're a doctor that works for a hospital that you can be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, it's deep. Like, you got to really look at, you build yourself from yourself. Mm-hmm. So, we all got it. You might be a person that, you like whatever you might like. Mm-hmm. But you find your passion in what you like. Like, if you just say you like hats, mm-hmm. design hats, mm-hmm. and start a business, you save hats. Maybe you sell your first case. You sacrifice more and save more to get 40 cases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and after 40 cases, now you get you a small little storage place. Now you fill your storage place up with cases of hats. Mm-hmm. Now, well, you know, you need a warehouse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you find your passion, what you like, mm-hmm. it builds your success. So, you know, going to work, yeah, work builds you to get to another level. Because I work, I never hustle to get to where I'm at. So I work, but I save my money, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the whole key of finding a way to success to me.
So that level of that, what you're talking about is that patience it took. Now you got a barbershop, you got a beauty salon. Now you mentioned music, you're working on a music label. And you know what I'm saying? Obviously you can't do all that at one time. So, you know, what do you think the key is to being patient? Do you put yourself on a monthly goal system, a yearly goal system? Do you just feel it from the heart? Like, what does it take to continue to stack and build as you go forward?
Well, see, that's another thing of sacrificing. I got my corporate seal in 1998. What year are we in?
2018.
So now, that shows the sacrifice of building, because it's 20 years later, yeah, and we're still working at it very mm-hmm. strong. The artists are even better, the talent's even better, but what changes what we had then and now is that the artists are heard by millions now. Yeah. You know, cause so we to stop, we wouldn't reach millions of people that's listening now. So, you know, to me, that's a success already. It means the people listen to us on the radio. Mm-hmm. But we not in heavy rotation yet, but soon we will be. But that shows the drive of not giving up, you know, because lots of times I've been up and down. That's been a roller coaster with that business, but it's still there. You don't give up on it. Mm-hmm. So this ain't day and tomorrow. It turns around and now it's making me multi-millions, and everybody thinking it happened yesterday.
But it's
more than two decades of work,
yeah,
of making something, getting together, falling apart, breaking up, going separate ways, coming back together, you know. And you know, now I have a staff, I have multiple people that work towards the goal and the vision that we see. So to me, that's another plus of not giving up, because then you build other people around you that feel the energy of your project. They feel what you're doing. So to me, that's a part of believing in self and not giving up, because you're gonna find the rainy days. Even now, it's like one song. We just spent almost $30,000 on one song. So, yeah, you know, and then no money is came back in yet. So, but that's the sacrifice. That's the belief. Do you believe in it? You know, because now, like I said, later on, when it comes back, you know, everybody want a piece of the pie, but nobody's not here to go find a pan, go find flour, go find, if we're making an apple pie, find apples, find, if we're making a peach cobbler, find peaches. We need sugar, we need to put it all together to really make it work. So if you're not willing to build that process, you know, it starts with ideas. Ideas, we're gonna make a pie.
Mm-hmm. So
what kind of pie, you know?
Yeah, so you're just saying it takes time. It looks like it happens overnight, but it takes time.
No, it takes time. Well, any business,
it takes time. All this has been a process of a lifetime of work where we see at you where you're at right now.
Right, like I used to cut people's hair when I was a young kid in their garages. If I go to their house, do house calls. I started in my mom's little den with a broken mirror and a little light. And then now I got employees.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, that started as a process of years of building. So, but at the end of the day, you make you from you.
That's
so,
it.
You know, people say, well, you're retired. I feel like I've been retired. Cause then I'm living the dream for me. Everything I do is through me. I wake up every day, I get up and do it for me. So it's a different type of feeling. And then it pushes you just, well, I did this, what else can I do?
That's right.
You know, cause now, you know, you see the music label get higher and higher to the stage and it's going. And then on, I want to build something even more. I want to build like, a community center, you know, where you can help people that really need genuine help, you know, for homeless families, for people that's looking for jobs. They got, you know, it's almost like a YMCA, but it's not a YMCA. It's just something that's not controlled by the government. It's something that's controlled by the people, where you can really come in and benefit, because the government and people can't understand what people in poverty go to unless you went through poverty, and then you can relate to poverty, and then you can build a system that people in poverty can relate to. So if you build a system that they feel entrapped, they're going to go away from the system, or they're going to use the system that's not going to benefit them because they don't feel it's for them. And they, you know, so we want to build something that benefits the community, that they can relate to, that helps them. You want the mother to come that we can help her get a job, or the kid who came home from prison, he don't got nowhere to go, send him running back the streets and hurting and killing, come in and can teach him how to become better and help him find a job, and, you know, just certain things, teach him a trade. So it's all about building something that the people in your community can relate to, not building something that's dealing with the government and they feel insecure. You want them to feel secure about it, because you don't know who's great. You know, everybody's great, but you just don't really know who understands that and creates that.
We're going to end it on that note. Thanks, man. Your name of your company? Your companies?
Cutters Club, Winks Hair Salon, and Finest Entertainment, baby.
All right, y'all, check for him. Ed's still coming. Been here, staple in the community. We got some more for y'all. Peace.